Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
This is Almost Famous podcast. We are sitting here today with Bob, Trista, and Joan. We have an incredible interview for you. Who knows how long it goes? Probably goes quite a while. Okay, so obviously, Bob and Trista host the Almost Famous OG, yep, which is just so much fun to listen to.
Thank you.
We have a whole group. The whole Golden Bachelor cast, yes, is now here eating outside.
Yes.
Here's the deal. I just want to say this in front of everybody. Well, I've done this for 7 years now.
Yep.
And I mean, was The Bachelor at one point. So I got to do some cool stuff. Bob, yeah, you can agree. Trista, yeah, you're The Bachelor.
So much fun stuff.
I was nervous tonight because I've been such a fan of the Golden Bachelor contestants.
So we have two.
Yeah.
We were just
like, I actually like
nervous. I love
like
it.
Anxiously, like excited because,
well, because you were like, I mean, putting it out there that you were like, I want to host this show.
I had to have lunch with Jesse a week and a half ago to apologize.
You did?
Well, because I was like, dude, I wasn't trying to take your job. Totally. I just didn't think you wanted it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, I mean, college football, how are you going to do college football with a bachelor season? Like, I thought the job was wide open.
A paradise and a regular bachelor.
Yeah. Like, how are you doing
and
all this at once?
He's having a baby.
Yeah, right.
Or his
so I was like, man, I only thought that this was not a thing you wanted. And I was just like,
take if there's on this plate.
Yeah. If there's an open seat, please consider me.
Yeah.
Because I think this show is going to be a hit, which.
Yeah. It is.
It is.
Hey, I wasn't wrong. It's been
you
a hit.
You were right,
it's
bro.
Been a hit.
Yeah. Oh, I've said the same thing.
May
from
I
the
say,
beginning.
So this, my big thing has been, and this is, I've said this since day one, age appropriate casting.
Yeah.
Our my biggest fear of this show was that they were going to have 70-year-old Gary and they were going to cast
young kids.
A 39-year-old, a 51-year-old, just to get this drama that they want to manufacture. I loved that that was not what happened this year.
Yeah.
We're watching the show. I'm seeing absolutely stunning, beautiful women who are age appropriate as our next
Joan
guest will
right
be.
Joan.
But it was just lovely to see it. And it was like, it wasn't the bullshit drama that you see when you're seeing a lot of these shows.
Do you know
it
what I love?
It's really nice.
It's, I can more relate to you guys and your plight to find love again.
than I can to the 26-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Who,
but you know what? I think,
and it's nothing. It's nothing against them.
No,
I honestly feel like everyone deserves love. But for me personally, and I feel like a lot of people around the country, we relate to the fact that, you know, maybe we don't have a relationship currently and we've lived life, mm-hmm, and but we know who we are. Right,
yeah. That we've lived life.
Yeah. Lived life.
So we had like these huge backstories. So like the bullshit, yeah, like is like, we're over that.
You don't care like anymore.
Like we've had shit happen now. Okay. Yes. So like we've, you know, we've lost our spouses and we've, the women have been divorced. One lady's husband had committed suicide. We have, yeah, kids who have gone through. I had a daughter who was home. The reason I left, she had just had a baby. She was suffering terrible postpartum depression. Like that, those bullshit things, like you looked at me wrong. Like that stuff was not happening in our season. Right. And we kind of agreed on that right in the beginning. We kind of came together. The first time we met, we were like, okay,
I did felt you?
Like my tribe is here. I finally found, like going through life, going through trying to find love when you're in your 60s and 70s sucks. Mm, it's, yeah, not fun. It doesn't happen organically. You have to make an effort. It's kind of demeaning a little bit being out there, being this age and looking for love. And like I walked into a room and I found like my tribe. Like,
yes.
There were 22 or 21 other people like going on the same journey as me. And it felt so comforting to have like all these people that I could talk to and, yeah, like kind of learn from, because like I didn't know how to do this. I had no idea. My husband had passed away. It'll be almost 3 years now. At the time when I applied for this, it was only 2 years. I hadn't really like gone into the dating game yet, and I didn't really know how to do it. And I learned so much from these women, and they give you so much confidence. Like you gain the confidence that they have to go out there and like you deserve it. They made, mm-hmm, me feel like we deserve it. I mean, that was kind of the whole message from this season. There was hope. Like you have,
I love that.
You have hope.
So Joan, yes, I've always had this thing about The Bachelor, which I've said for many years, and it's, you know, it's been a thing. Maybe it's just to take the piss out of myself a little bit, but I've always said, like, you know, when you look at the show The Bachelor, it's not about the guy. It really isn't. And you know, I think you probably know what I'm gonna say because I've said it to you a million times. But people always will say, like, "What's your advice for the next Bachelor?" And I'll say, "Well, my advice is it's not about you." Right? It's about a bunch of women who have never, and this, I gotta say, to be honest, I don't think it applies for this, for the Golden Bachelor. But in the past, I've always kind of taken the piss out of myself and saying, like, it doesn't matter about the guy. It matters about a bunch of women who are overachievers, who have done amazing things in their lives, and they don't, you know, see themselves coming in second place to anything. But watching this season made me rethink this a lot, because I've always sort of had this dismissive mindset with it. And I hate to admit it, but it's kind of true. And watching this season, I saw like genuine friendships and genuine personalities, true, blossom throughout the course of the show. And you all are beautiful and intelligent and, you know, accomplished people who have reached this milestone and in your life. And you're also kind of at this point where it's like, what's next for me?
Yeah.
And so was Gary, what was next for you? I mean, was that where you were going with this?
Certainly a possibility. I mean, I obviously knew that there were 22 of us and only one was going to go home with him. So 21 people weren't. I was very open to the process of, like, I didn't want him to pick me as like a default or because, mm-hmm, you know, he didn't have dates with other people. I wanted him to go and explore a relationship with every single other person. And then if he picked me in the end, then that was great. Or if I picked him in the end, I mean, really it was it's a two-way street.
Yeah. You got to pick him too.
And sure, you know, like, we're not like the young girls. They're looking for, fathers, you know, they have biological clocks. We don't have that. I'm not looking for a husband that's a good provider. I have my own money. I'm not looking for somebody who's going to be a good father. My kids are all grown. I was looking for a true companion. So I have like kind of different things that I'm looking for. And I think the same is true of, you know, for him. So he had, I mean, really 22 really kind of different but interesting women that he could have chosen from. He needed to pick the person that was best for him. And yeah, I didn't know if that was me, but it could have been me. I don't know. I didn't, my journey ended really, you know, kind of pretty quickly. So it could have been me. And I went there. I came here thinking that I was a possibility.
Right.
And now it's a two-way street. And it's not just him picking me, but it's me picking him. And it's same, you know, with all the women.
Yep.
Like Nancy left on her own. I left on my own.
Yep.
You know, some people left on their own because like maybe he wasn't the perfect match.
Right.
So that's all right. It, yeah, was okay. It's a two-way street.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley, and we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
There's so much here that we're going to get into, but was there any point in your experience where you did think, hey, maybe this isn't right for Gary and myself?
So I'm sure, as you all know, because you've done this, you in the beginning, you have very small little snippets of time with the person. Mm-hmm. So like you'll have like 2 minutes or 5 minutes, and they're quick. So you have like kind of like superficial conversations with them. I fortunately got a date with him. And so after the talent show, I had a date, and we had not one of those epic dates where you go on a yacht and a lot of hubbub. We had like a regular old boring date where you go and you sit down at a table and you have dinner. Of course, as you know, you can't eat. So you sit there at a table and you talk for 3 hours.
You could when you were OGs.
Yeah.
Oh, you were like, we used to eat the hell out of it.
We used to eat a lot.
Oh, the food smelled so good. It was just Italian. Yeah. It smelled delicious. I was starving.
Now, that probably is, though, the most common question that I still get asked is, why don't you eat the food? So when you're an OG, the food is brought out. You ate it. You had a great date.
But normal people.
Normal people. Yeah. When I was on the show as the bachelor, the food would be beautiful, but it had been sitting out for 3 hours.
Right. Oh.
So they had plated it, the lobsters and the whatever. First, I'm allergic to lobster, so I was never eating that.
He's not a shellfish guy.
Yeah, not a shellfish guy. But two, it has been sitting out forever. Yeah. And so we never ate. I ate in between dates.
Yeah, we did. So they fed me before I went on the date. But I sat down and it was, and ours smelled good. So ours was kind of, it came from an Italian restaurant right next door. So it was like smelling good. It was warm. They sat us down. I wanted to eat it so badly, but we couldn't. But it was okay. So we had this like actually really good conversation. It was like a normal date where you sit there for like 3 hours and you just talk about life. And we had a really, really good conversation. And at that point, I thought, I could see myself with him possibly. I knew we had like a kind of a big age difference. So I'm 60. He had just turned 72.
Okay.
So that's like a big age difference. So I was still
my wife and I call that a Thursday.
You already said that tonight.
Yeah, we're 13 years.
Okay. So you know. All right.
And sorry. So, and my wife and I call that a Tuesday.
A Tuesday. And so those things can work. Obviously, you know, they can work. And certainly at this age, I think that it's more likely to work because like you don't have to worry about having kids and, you know, biological clocks and all that kind of crap. So I did see for the first time actually in my dating since my husband passed, I kind of felt like I saw a future with somebody. Right. I did feel like he was a really good guy and we had a lot in common and the conversation was super easy and it flowed and like we had, you know, conversations and you probably realize this, that you have these important conversations. You don't just talk about crap because like, you're both making a decision in 30 days.
Well, it's a pressure cooker,
or less
right?
Like, than 30 days. You can't talk about like, you know, what's your dog's name?
The weather.
You got to talk about, or the weather. You got to talk about like, would you ever move to like my hometown or where do you picture yourself living?
Yeah,
or,
you jump automatically to the big stuff.
Yeah, you should. You have to do big stuff. So we had those conversations.
That's important.
Good.
Yeah. So I felt like, I never felt like he wasn't a good match for me, but my journey ended so quickly that I don't think I ever got to the point either way. Mm. I never got to like be all invested or not invested.
Yeah.
I was like in limbo and then it was over.
And I have to say, I walked up to Joan tonight and said, I was so inspired in a way because watching her leave the show because she needed to, you know, be there for her daughter. Just is how I feel like I would hope I would have reacted, you know, or would react if that were my situation. But I think that, you know, your value system, I really respect. And
thank you.
Anyway, so I just, I appreciated
you,
that.
You would have left because
because that's what we do. We talked about it. That's what we do as a
like,
mom.
I didn't even have to think twice. And I feel I feel kind of bad that I'm getting like credit for this. People, oh, you're such a good mom.
Right.
I feel like, Every good mom would do this.
You have to give yourself credit because honestly, there are people out there that are not good moms and they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So you need to give yourself credit.
It's true. So I have gotten some, you know, as you know, you get a lot of messages from people, strangers, and a lot of them's like, oh my God, you're such a good mom. And I answer, oh, you know, super, thank you.
Yeah.
But then I get a message every once in a while and not rarely, honestly, that my mom was not there for me when I had my kid and I had this depression and my heart goes out with them, out for them. And I think, you know, they were really ripped off in the mom category because that's not right. And, you know, that was a lousy mom. So all of us good or decent moms would do that. And the crappy moms didn't. And that's, they got, you know, feel bad for them.
I'm going to do something different. I want to dive into Joan. I have some really, if you're okay with it, like more like specific questions, but I want to keep Bob and Trista here for the next 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to do a crossover. It's going to be Almost Famous OG and Almost Famous here with Joan. We'll be back with more.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.